Our readings today speak about something that's at a very basic level of human existence. The fact that we thirst. We need water. Scientists tell us that while we could go weeks without food, we would die very quickly without water. All of us know, therefore, what it is to thirst physically. We see this in our first reading. The Israelites have been led to that beautiful parting of the Red Sea. God leads them out of Egypt into freedom. And the first thing they realize when they leave Egypt is, we're thirsty. What are we going to drink? And they even get mad at God. Why are we out here in the desert? At least back in Egypt and when we are in slavery, we had something to drink. We're thirsty. That's a great metaphor, I think, for all of our desires. Thirst is just one of the things that we desire. But in truth, there are lots of ways that we feel a need. And what do? Oftentimes, well, we complain. Would that I had this, or this hurts today. Somebody help me fix this, or I can't get this, and I need help with this. And it's easy to just get turned in on ourselves and see all the desires that we have. I think all that can be summed up with this thirst that God allows the Israelites to experience in the wilderness. Why does he do that? Well, it's so that he can show us that he's not going to leave us thirsty. God certainly knows that we need water, but he knows that we need all these other things too. All these desires that we have, all these things that we need help with, God knows that we need that. And he teaches the Israelites this in the wilderness. He leaves them a little bit thirsty, and then he sends Moses to draw water from a rock. He surpasses their expectation. Just when they feel there is no possible way that things could get better. Things are so bad. We are so thirsty. We are in a desert. There's no water. There's just no hope. God breaks in and says, you have little faith. I will bring water from this rock to give you water. So maybe that's the first thing that we can learn from these readings. Especially when we feel very much those desires. When we need help. We're not being satisfied, so it seems. It's an opportunity to put our trust in God. God knows what's going on. Can we turn to God and say, God, help us, as Moses did. God, give this people water. And he does. Even from a rock, God can do amazing things. In our gospel reading, Jesus takes this thirst to an even greater spiritual level. This Samaritan woman that comes to the well. First, a very natural thing to do. It's time to get water. She comes with her bucket, her water jar, and she's going to get water because she too is thirsty, physically thirsty. But Jesus takes this physical thirst, and as God did for the Israelites in the Old Testament, he knows that this woman too has lots of things that she's desiring, needs that aren't being met. She too is thirsting. We, of course, learn a little while later that she's had five people that she's attempted to marry. She clearly is thirsting and not being satisfied. She's trying to do things the way of society. I'll keep trying to find pleasure in a husband. I'll keep trying over and over again. And still that thirst, that desire that she has, whatever that might be, is not fulfilled. Jesus knows this. He knows this woman before him is thirsty for more than just the water in the well. This woman does not know God. She doesn't know that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus knows that's the real thirst. And so he has this conversation with her to draw that out. Notice how Jesus is able to tell her, as she says, everything I've ever done. Jesus knows us too. He knows our desires. He knows the wells that we go to, the places where we keep going back to, thinking, if I do this, this will satisfy this great thirst that I have. However we choose to gratify our desires, when we give into them and seek ultimately what is not God, we have to keep going back over and over again because we're never satisfied. Jesus says that I have water, that if you drink it, you will never thirst again. Now, the woman thinks that he's talking about some kind of miraculous actual physical water that she'll never actually physically have to drink again. Of course, that's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about that deep desire in her heart that she has to know God. That's what's not being fulfilled. Ultimately, behind all our searching, all the good things that we try to reach out for that are not God, ultimately what we seek really is God. This is what Jesus tries to teach this Samaritan woman. And she gets it. Eventually, she starts to think, you know, I know the Messiah is coming. Maybe this is him. And Jesus tells her plainly, yes, the one speaking with you, I am he. I am the Messiah, the one who is promised to come. And what does the Messiah come to do? To satisfy our thirst, to fulfill our desires. Not in just a worldly way, as if we don't have to come to a well to drink anymore, but to satisfy the real desires, the desires we have for God. You know, it's a great blessing that we have the sisters here with us today, because of all people, Mother Teresa had a great devotion to this idea of the thirst, not just of the Samaritan woman, but the thirst of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? This woman tells Jesus, who are you, a Jew, to ask me for a drink? Amazingly, I think we can look at God and say, who is God to thirst at all? How can God need anything? And moreover, Jesus says from the cross, I thirst. Just like he says to this woman. What is he thirsting for? He can't actually need water. He says, I have food that you don't know about, that I do the will of my Father. Jesus doesn't actually need any of this as God. And yet he says from the cross, I thirst. What does he thirst for? This is where Blessed Mother Teresa gives us a beautiful answer. Jesus is thirsting for us. He's thirsting for our love, for our trust in him, that we would give everything to Jesus. In his humanity, Jesus is able to show us the great desire that God has for us. God actually desires us. He thirsts for us. He allows himself to experience the need of our love. One of the greatest ways to overcome preoccupation with our own desires is to find something that we desire more. If your day is all focused on, I need this and I need that, one of the best ways to get over that is not to try to think, I won't think about the things I need, but to find something bigger that you need. More than all the little desires on earth, we need God. And in a beautiful way, God says, I need you too. Just like he knows this Samaritan woman, Jesus says, I thirst for you. And he knows us. He knows everything that's wrong with us. He knows all our sins. He knows all our imperfections. He knows all the way that we let him down. And he still says to us, I thirst. I want you. That's an amazing thing. Sometimes we think we have to be perfect, and then maybe God would want us. Maybe if we just improve a little bit more, God would want us. Jesus tells us through St. Paul in our second reading, no, it's not Jesus dying for us because we were just so good. Jesus died for us because we were so bad, because we couldn't do it, because we needed forgiveness and mercy. Ultimately, Jesus thirsts to give us his mercy, as wonderful St. Faustina told us in the devotion to divine mercy. Jesus thirsts to give us mercy. That's really what this Lent is all about. It's not just looking at all the things that are wrong with us and all the ways we offend God. It's true, we want to be purified. We want to get rid of all those reasons we have to keep going to wells over and over. It's true. But more than anything, Lent is about experiencing God's mercy and allowing him to say, I love you just the way you are. Yes, he wants us to improve and get better, certainly. But more than anything, he says, I thirst for you. Not who you might be one day, or who the perfect vision of you would be, but you, right now, as you are, with all your brokenness, I thirst for you. Beautiful detail at the end. I say we forget about the little thirst when we find the big thing we thirst for. Notice this woman who starts off by coming to the well for physical water. Beautiful little detail. It says that after she meets Jesus, she leaves her bucket. She leaves her water jar at the well. She forgets all about that original little thirst because she's satisfied now with the big fulfillment. She's found the Messiah. She's found God. That's ultimately what this Lent is about. To look at all those little thirsts, the little things that drag us down, to leave those aside. Leave our water jar. Because we found a bigger thing. We found the fact that God thirsts for us and wants us to be with Him, wants us to give our lives to Him. So as we have these last half of Lent to go now, let's do our best to find what are those thirsts, what are the things that constantly drag us back down. Let's leave water jar there. Encounter Jesus, that bigger thing. Hear Jesus say to us, I thirst. And then our job is to fill that thirst of Jesus by accepting His mercy.